this week on the Time Bat Show.
Okay, yeah. So this is basically what happened. He went on a tour, quote unquote. He like drank some whatever Amazon voodoo juice or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he believed he was on a spirit journey or something, and he went into the jungle, and he was there for 9 days.
Okay, does this discredit his story a little that he was, you know, using Amazon spirit juice?
Well, to be fair, first of all, it's Amazon voodoo juice.
Voodoo juice,
because right. That's completely not correct, because voodoo is like a completely different thing, but still. Everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 27? 28? Are you sure it's 28?
I'm positive. I just checked.
Oh, okay. I like how we're as far along into the show that we don't actually know the episode number we're on.
That's a I think most shows don't even really have episode numbers, but we're doing
No, see, they do. I think... Yeah, they do, but they don't announce it in the beginning of the show.
Oh, okay.
We didn't think we'd get up to 28, so we'd be like, episode 5, and we just kept doing it, you know?
Yeah, episode 5 was a really big deal at the time.
It was like, whoa, we're at 5, and then when we hit 10, it was like, we're in the double digits. Like, our next milestone isn't going to be for, like, 50, probably.
I think 33 is a good milestone.
You said that last time, and I mean, I don't really see it, but I guess... You know, for you, I think we can do something special for 33.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what we should do? We should do something like a third of the way through 33. Ooh, see what I did there?
I do see what you did there.
Then it's like we're like a third of the way to 100.
Yeah.
Problem is we won't actually know when we're a third of the way through the episode.
We're usually at about an hour and a half, so we could just make it at 30 minutes.
There you go.
Yeah.
See, you're thinking. Mm-hmm. Well, like, I'll have a soundboard, and I'll play, like, some, like happy birthday kind of stuff, you know?
I can get one of those calls from, cards from Hallmark that sing.
Yes, and, exactly,
like,
yeah.
Put it next to the mic.
And we need one of those, like, you know the things you blow at New Year's? It's like, like, one of those, like, Time Bat Show is 33 episodes old today. 33 and a half episodes. So how are you doing today? Are you doing well?
I'm doing good.
We are streaming live at Twitch today.
Yes, we are.
Trying some new...
The audio is actually working.
Yeah, so we've been doing it on YouTube for a while. And last week we tried it at Twitch, and it did not work because my audio was just really quiet for whatever reason. But this week we're trying it with me doing the streaming, and we're seeing what's going to happen. Who knows? Yeah. But we'll see. We'll find out later. Maybe people on Twitch can't even hear us. That's possible. Yes. So the big news of the last week is you were totally right about StarCraft HD.
Yes.
That got announced officially Saturday or something.
Yeah, it got announced exactly when we said it would. So we broke that on this podcast.
First of all, it's when you said it would. Like, you take all the credit because I didn't even know there was a possibility of it happening until you mentioned it on last episode.
I did some serious investigating.
You did some
for that.
Research and
yeah,
I mean that's pretty big news that we broke on the Time Bat Show, and no one knew that we broke it. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't see that on any, like, websites or anything.
It was, like, if you searched Google News, there were, you know, rumor articles going around, but... Sure.
There weren't any serious websites that were, like, StarCraft.
No one had all the evidence that I did.
Yeah. So we had, like, solid 80% chance proof that it was there, and we did it. Mm-hmm. Well, you did it. But so there you go. That's your incentive to keep watching the Time Bat or keep listening to the Time Bat Show.
I'm excited too. I haven't played Brood War in a long time, and that's gonna be a good nostalgia fix when it comes out.
But I mean, Brood War was like one of the biggest for me as a kid, and I know for you, it was one of the biggest games like Like, it was one of the games I invested the most time in. And it was one of the games that I played for the first... Like, Brood War's one of those games you play it and you're like, I love video games. You know, like, it really gets you into video games a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think Brood War did that. I mean, among other games. But Brood War was, like, the first multiplayer game I was, like, really, really passionate about.
Yeah. They had that map maker so people could make their own games.
The map maker was so good, man. That was the best thing.
That was all we did.
We just played a lot of those custom games, and we made some bad ones. That was so much fun. Like, it was ridiculously fun.
Yeah. I mean, it was like Mario Maker, but RTS Maker.
I know. It was great. That was so ahead of its time.
Yeah.
Like, we have no idea how ahead of its time it was. It was insanely ahead of its time. Like, it predated... I mean, didn't really predate mods completely, but it predated the modern sense of modding. Because, like, today, it's relatively easy to make mods. Back in the 90s, like, it was really hard to do mods. And then StarCraft Brood War, like, their Star Editor, whatever it's called, was kind of the precursor to, like, an accessible, like, you know, game editor that you could, like, make basically game mods. And, like, anyone could do it if they, like, just devoted some time to, like, learning the tool set, you know?
Yeah, there were so many huge... like, revolutionary things about Brood War. Like, I know that Warcraft 2 technically had this too, but Battle.net kind of just as a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was huge. And,
like, replays where every game you play, it records. You
can save it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Battle.net was so cool because, like, other games before that was, like, you would have to have a server browser.
Right.
Which is fine. Like, I like server browsers. Today, it's the completely opposite direction. Everything's, like, quick play, like, automatic.
Yeah.
But, like, Battle.net, like, kind of, like, did the middle of that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It was both. Like, it was the bridge between server, browser, and quick play. You could just click play and you'd play. Or you could, like, find explicitly custom games and be, like, click and play immediately. And I don't know if I can think of any other online game that had such a good community and, like, such an active community as StarCraft Brood War did.
Yeah, like, to this day. Chat channels, you had, you know, clans and...
like, maybe TF2.
Yeah.
But that's the only one I can think of. Like, even games like Overwatch, while they're awesome and everyone plays Overwatch, like, the matchmaking in Overwatch is dirt simple, right? It's just, you know, you click and you play and you're in immediately. Like, Battle.net in, like, StarCraft was just, like... there's, like, chat rooms and lobbies and, like, clans, and you could browse by game type, and you could browse by player, and you could, like, make a game and give all your friends a password, and they could just join up with, like, you could, I don't know, it was just super, super good, super awesome. And the other cool thing you could do with Brood War was, if you didn't, this was the coolest thing, if someone made a map, right.
I was just about to say
you
this.
Could find the map on the service. You didn't have to go on the internet. You could just find the map on the service and download it, and then you could just host that game wherever you wanted to. Again, without the original, like, you know, person or whatever who gave you the map. So, like, they could just seamlessly, you know, propagate new game modes, like, whenever they wanted. It was amazing.
I mean, Blizzard didn't have to release updates to map pools and stuff like that.
People would just get the new ones, you know?
Yeah.
They would just be like, oh, Larry, my friend, he always gets the latest, so I'll just play a game with Larry. Now I have the latest, you know, I have the latest evolved game or whatever, you know? It was awesome. It was the coolest thing. And, like, even today it's harder to do that because you have to, like, go on, like, even Steam, like, you have to go outside of the game, like, on the workshop and be like, this is the mod I want or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, like, Battle.net was just like, oh, I guess I'll download this one. There we go, and now I can use it in my own games that I host. You know, that was so cool. I don't know. StarCraft holds a special place in my heart because
same.
We would play that game so much. Do you remember? There was like a year or two where like all we did was play StarCraft.
We would take turns playing at
the same
computer.
Like that's. Games, like, if there's a game that exists that you can willingly take turns playing and not get bored, then you have a good game on your hands right there.
Yeah.
Like I could have just played at my house, but it was more fun to be like, ooh, you're doing good there. Let's
one
formulate.
Person would be, like, the coach, and...
like yeah, basically, like, give them, like, the good, like, cheer up, like, or, like, oh, yeah, you're doing good, like.
You gotta watch your six here. He's like coming from this.
Like the guy that gives the shoulder rubs to the boxer or whatever, the yeah, corner man or whatever, you know, like that guy. You know, like, oh, you're building a nidus canal there. Good call, like, you know, or whatever.
Okay, you're doing good. You just gotta weave and bob, and you gotta dodge your head and jab a little more.
The other thing about StarCraft is I was really bad at it, but I loved it a lot.
Yeah,
probably because I wasn't I wasn't quite old enough to like be really good at strategy games, yeah, but I was like old enough where I could be competent. But I never got like really, really good.
Yeah, same. I mean, we didn't really play for skill.
No,
we
it was just more played for
because
fun.
It was super fun.
I loved like the 3v3 in that game because I could always like play and have two other good teammates, and I would just be kind of like decent or whatever, yeah, and they would basically carry me into the, you know, into victory or defeat or whatever. And I always liked that because I could do really stupid stuff, and we would always have like really dumb plans for the 3v3 games.
Yeah, generally just building is a bunch of one unit.
Right, exactly. Like, oh, I'm gonna go blank.
Not even the best unit to build, just like units that we thought looked cool.
Like, I would go like scouts or something. Yeah. Like all scouts. And like scouts are fine, but like you don't want to go all scouts. That's a terrible idea. But like I would do that. It's like, I love scouts.
I like the sound they make when they shoot their guns.
And then like you would type into your team, be like, guys, I'm going scouts.
And they'd be like, oh.
And they're probably thinking like, why are you going one unit? You should build a good like pool of units, but I'm just like, nope, I'm going scouts. I'll be the scout guy. You know? Like you could tell like that's a bad sign when your teammate is just willing to only build one unit type. I'll be scouts. You guys take care of the rest. But if they're in the air, get them. So anyway, I'm excited to do StarCraft HD. What we're going to do when that comes out is we're going to do a lot of StarCraft HD streaming, I think. You and me.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah. And people can see how bad we are at the game.
Yeah, but we should play all the old maps we used to play, like the 3v3s.
Oh, yes. We'll do 2v2. We'll have guests and do 3v3, like all three of us versus three people that are actually good at StarCraft. And we'll lose a lot. And then we'll try to find all the old StarCraft maps.
Yeah.
I wonder if map editor maps will still work. That will be interesting.
I've heard they do.
Really? That will be exciting.
And I still have all my StarCraft maps.
Oh my god, some of those were fantastic.
Yeah.
Do you remember, like, they had, like, Mafia?
I remember Mafia. I remember, like, Zone Control.
Evolves was probably one of my favorites. They had like tag.
Yeah, like Magic the Gathering.
Oh, yeah, they had games. I remember that one. They used like the Archons to represent like mana or something.
They would have maps called like Counter-Strike where it's just like one infantry unit and you're.
Yes. And you just like click on the other guy and you'd instantly kill him or something like that.
It's like, yeah, I can play Counter-Strike in StarCraft.
They had Mario Kart one too. I remember that. Like, you know, they had like a Zergling and it was just really fast. And you would, like, click through
the game. I remember at the time, we were like, why would you ever need to own another game? You can just play Mario Kart here.
Just play Mario Kart in Brood War. It's fine. Just, you click through, you click your Zergling, and he runs really fast.
Basically the same thing.
It's the same game. Basically the same game. And then they had, like, the raunchy maps that were like, can you remember those? They're like, it's somebody naked or something. And it's, like, just a map, just, like, with, like, the... Like, there's pylons just placed so it looks like a figure, like a lady or something.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, the dumbest thing ever. Like, only, like, a 12-year-old boy would click on that. And we did, but still, like, it was really stupid.
Yeah.
Anyway, we probably talked about StarCraft enough. But, I'm super excited. I'm going to get that for sure.
Yeah, good memories.
So what else is going on with you?
I think there's some cool Netflix original movies that are coming out soon.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about a couple of them, but you probably know better than I do.
I mean, I know two of them that I'm excited about. Like, Will Smith got a Netflix exclusive. I think it's based on some, like, fantasy novel. I don't know.
Yeah, it looks like based on a graphic novel or a fantasy novel or something.
Yeah, it looks like I Am Legend with orcs instead of zombies. kind of.
It looks really weird. What is it called? Like clear or bright or something like that?
I actually don't remember. I
think it's like bright or something like that. It looks weird. I mean, good weird, but I don't know. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, I like Will Smith. I mean, I think, I don't know this for a fact, but I think he's one of the most bankable Hollywood stars of all time. So,
oh, yeah, for
sure. Him doing a Netflix movie is...
Although he's been out of the, you know, he hasn't been... Yeah. On top of the game for a while, but yeah. He's
still Will Smith.
No, he still is. Like, he's like Keanu Reeves, like, right? Like, Keanu Reeves wasn't in anything for a while, and then he did John Wick, and it's just like, oh, you can
and
still...
And he hasn't aged movies. A day.
You know what I mean, though? Like, it's the same kind of thing. I think Will Smith is the same. Like, if he did a really big movie again, like, people would see it, because it's Will Smith. Yeah.
Also, they're making a Death Note movie.
That looks weird. I saw the teaser for that. And there wasn't a lot of, you know, they didn't have a lot of footage.
Let me look this up on IMDb real quick. Because there's an actor, and I forgot his name, that I just think is perfect for the person they cast.
Oh, it's Willem Dafoe,
Willem Dafoe is Ryuk.
It's Willem.
He looks exactly like Ryuk.
Like if Willem Dafoe was like a really tall demon.
Yeah.
That's, and he like grew his hair out like weirdly or whatever.
I mean, like, if you see that guy smile, he's nice looking.
You're right.
He looks like a demon.
You're right. Oh, Willem Dafoe already looks like a demon is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right. Like, if Willem Dafoe, like, grew taller and, like, had, like, crazy hair.
Yeah, and was, like, gothic. That's pretty much.
Yeah, and put, like, gothic makeup on. Yeah, I mean, he would look like that, basically. I wonder how, like, the character will actually look. That's my biggest wondering about that movie. Because I've never watched the anime or read the graphic novel or the manga or whatever. I mean, I know the general plot, but,
I mean, pretty much, you just need to know the general plot.
I mean, I think the title kind of gives it away, right? Like,
yeah, it's a very simple premise.
No, like, I get it.
There's not really many surprises along the
but
way.
But I'm still wondering how that, like, translates. Because, like, stuff that's, like, an anime or a manga or whatever, translating to live action can sometimes be weird.
Yeah, usually so we'll doesn't see. Work. There's we'll actually see. A Japanese Death Note movie, and it was really bad.
I think I saw, like, a screenshot or whatever of that. And I saw, like, Ryuk or whatever his name is, like, the CG version, and with, like, a person next to him, and it just looked really off and weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it looked weird. I don't know. We'll see. What I would prefer for the Netflix one, to be quite honest with you, is just Willem Dafoe in, like, a lot of makeup.
Yeah, same.
Like, I would be okay with that.
Yeah, no, like, CGI. Maybe just a cool wig or something.
Yeah, like, no makeup, or a lot of makeup, a cool wig, you know, put him on some stilts or something, you know, to make him taller, and then boom, there you go. Like,
yeah, like some tight leather and, like
he doesn't need to look exactly like the one in the anime. Just kind of get this general, like, feel of the character, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe frame him so he's, like, always dark in scenes or whatever, you know? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be okay with that. So, we'll see what they do.
Yeah.
They probably haven't showed it yet because they don't really know how it's going to look yet, but we'll see.
Yeah, apparently it's coming out this year.
Oh, so they probably are done with that part.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
Yeah, me too.
Do you remember back when they announced a Cowboy Bebop with, like, Keanu Reeves in it or something?
Yes, and that never happened.
I'm just kind of glad that never happened.
I think Keanu Reeves always wanted to do that, and it just never materialized, which is a shame because it would have... I mean, on one hand, it's a shame, but on another hand, it's probably for the best.
Yeah.
It would have been bad, but at the same time, like, Keanu Reeves is the only person that could have, like, made that movie, like, decently. Because, like, he likes anime. Like, he obviously liked the source material enough to treat it well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, if they went with that today with some random person... helming it or whatever, like, I wouldn't trust it being any good.
He's like the perfect Spike. If Spike were real in real life, it would be Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know how, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a shame.
I don't know how you would make that movie. And
I bet they'll make it one day. It'll just be really bad.
Yeah.
Like, not
are you
going to
see Ghost in the Shell?
I was thinking about it, but I'm not really sure anymore.
I'm not really sure, too.
I hear the reviews are kind of meh. So we'll see. The Ghost in the Shell franchise is a weird one because when you're like a teenager, it's like the one of the coolest things ever. And then when you become an adult, like when you age a little bit, you're like, this is really stupid. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that good.
This is not as cool as I thought it was.
Right. Because like it's like your first introduction to like that dark, gritty cyberpunk universe. You know, and you're like, this is awesome. And then you grow up and you see, like, Blade Runner, or you read, like, Philip K. Dick, and you're like, you know, this topic has been done a million other times, a million better ways. You know what I mean? So, really, I think the draw of Ghost in the Shell when I was, like, 14 or whatever was, like, the novelty of it all.
Yeah, it was, like, the idea of Ghost in the Shell was like, way cooler
than Ghost in the Shell. The idea is really cool, right? Like, oh, it's, like, robots. And they're people and they're cyborgs, and you get implanted into cyborgs, your brain gets like downloaded or whatever.
Yeah.
Like that idea is really cool.
Philosophic themes.
Yeah. And it sounds really like interesting. But then you realize, like, hey, this has already been done before and a lot better in other fiction.
Yeah.
So just go read that or watch that, and then there you go. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So, like, if Ghost in the Shell is all you know about that, then yeah, sure, I'm sure it's amazing. But, like, you know, go watch Blade Runner or go read, like, any Philip K. Dick book, and you'll be like, oh, this is a lot better than Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah,
and
it's a lot like more William Gibson. Like,
Neuromancer, Snow Crasher, or whatever, you know, like, all those cyberpunk kind of things, like, or play Deus Ex or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, all that stuff has been done before better than Ghost in the Shell, and yet Ghost in the Shell. You know, it's cool the first time you see it. But so I don't know if I'll see it. I mean, maybe for like the nostalgia, but maybe it'll ruin. Maybe it'll just ruin it more for me. I don't know.
I don't think it can be bad. I mean.
Oh, it can be bad.
I guess it can.
It can definitely be bad. My concern with a movie like that is. So Ghost in the Shell was a very visual, you know, it was a really cool looking movie.
Yeah.
And I feel like with this adaptation, they're going to go all balls to the wall visual. Like, it's going to look really cool, and then it'll be have, like, the depth of, like...
Yeah, the characters will just be really dry.
Yeah, it'll just have, like, the depth of, like, nothing. You know, it'll, like, be an inch deep. Like, yeah, there'll be nothing going on under the hood.
But, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe, but maybe that's worth seeing it, just for the visual spectacle of it or whatever. But we'll see. I'll let you know if I see it. I haven't decided yet. Speaking of movies, have you seen Beauty and the Beast yet?
No, I haven't seen Beauty and the Beast yet. I'm going to see it this Saturday. The reason I haven't seen it yet is because I talked to my mom and my sister, and they want to see it with me.
Well, that's good. So now you're not going to go alone to Beauty and the Beast.
Which is nice.
See, that is a worthwhile waiting on Beauty and the Beast for that.
Yeah.
Good idea. Good call.
I made the right decision.
So final note before we go into the animal news story is I beat Zelda last week and I forgot to tell everyone on the show, probably because it was sinking in. I spent 125 hours on that game.
When did you get a Switch? I feel like you
beat... March 3rd.
Like, you were really focused on that game, I feel like.
That's all I did for like 2 or 3 weeks. 125 hours. I haven't played a game for over 100 hours in I don't know how long.
Yeah, that's... That's really interesting for you. You usually don't like,
no,
go all out on a game.
I usually don't. I usually do like I play a game to complete, and then I'm just like I'm done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm finished. But this game was like I got all the upgrades. Like I got all. I didn't do everything because like everything would take you like forever. But I got like you know as much as you can get. And still be sane at the end of the day, so yeah, it was really good. But if 125 hours speaks to the goodness of the game, then
it's it does.
I don't know. Last game I spent as much time on would be probably like I don't know, maybe one of the Fallouts or something. You know, I don't.
Yeah.
But even those, I didn't spend that much time on. You know.
Yeah, maybe I did in New Vegas. I don't know if it was quite 125.
New Vegas, I spent 80 hours on.
So yeah,
wasn't quite there. And Skyrim, I spent about 70 or 80. So you know, those are the only other games types that I'd spend that much time on.
Yeah,
not including multiplayer games, obviously, but still. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so it's super good. So you need to get it sometime.
I will. I'll get it. I mean, I'm just waiting on it being like easy to get a Switch. Everywhere.
All right. So you said you had a really good animal news story. We're only like 20 minutes into the show. We need to hurry it up. Do the lightning round of the animal news story.
I have a really good animal news story. Let's go. From National Geographic. All
right.
So the headline is, tourist says monkeys saved him in the Amazon.
Monkeys?
Monkeys.
How? I have so many questions.
Locals believe the young man angered forest spirits before he disappeared mysteriously for 9 days.
In the Amazon.
Yeah, so it says in the Bolivian Amazon.
Bolivia, okay.
He was a tourist. And
he was a tourist in Bolivia?
Yeah, he was visiting the Amazon for fun or something.
Why did he go wander in the rainforest?
Why would you ever go into the Amazon alone? That's just...
So, that doesn't make any sense. This is kind of like that lion story. You remember that one? That got, murdered or whatever? In the zoo or whatever? But I guess he worked out. Huh?
Yeah, it says... Oh, he signed up for a tour with other travelers. Okay.
Oh, so he, got lost along the way or something?
Yeah.
That is my worst nightmare.
Oh, right, he there. Went... Okay, he took... place in some kind of spirit vision ceremony, and I think he got lost.
Oh, that's a lot of things. Okay, yeah. So this is basically what happened. He went on a tour, quote unquote. He drank some whatever Amazon voodoo juice or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he believed he was on a spirit journey or something, and he went into the jungle, and he was there for 9 days.
Okay, does this discredit his story a little that he was, using Amazon spirit juice?
Well, to be fair, first of all, it's Amazon voodoo juice.
Voodoo juice, right.
Because that's completely not correct, because voodoo is a completely different thing. But still, no, because you would think the voodoo juice wore off after a few days. You know,
maybe he drank a lot.
Maybe he took some with him. He had a pouch of some voodoo juice, I'll just... he takes some, he's at the spirit healer guy or whatever, and he's like, drink the voodoo juice. And then he drinks it, and then he's like, let me get some for the road. And then
let me get a road cup of that.
And then they, pack, a little, pouch thing of voodoo juice. And then he goes on his way. Also, so he was saved by monkeys, right?
Yeah, there's no photo evidence, no one was with him.
Does it say how the monkey saved him?
No.
So, the way I imagine it, if that's okay, if you will allow me.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm thinking, so he did this, spirit vision thing, and then maybe he had some residual, juice that he drank or was in his system, and then he, thought he had, a Jungle Book kind of moment, if you will. You know what I mean?
He was trying to work out the bare necessities with the monkeys.
So, animals are started talking to him and stuff. It's man cub, what are you doing here? And then, Bagheera is there, and Baloo is there, and Shere Khan is chasing him through the woods.
Yeah.
And the snake, my favorite character, I forget the name.
Ka, I think it was.
Thank you, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, Ka. But yeah, that's what I think happened.
Yeah, I think that sounds exactly like what happened.
Yeah, he probably really liked the Jungle Book, and then the spirit juice just got into his system, and he imagined he was in the Jungle Book, and then, he wandered enough where he, got to a village or whatever, and he was like, it was Baloo, and the monkeys saved
me. The monkeys are the ones that saved me.
They saved me or whatever.
They guided me here. King, he didn't know that.
King Louie blew his trumpet and pointed the way or whatever, right? Oh, God. I don't know. I don't know if I would ever go to the Amazon and go on,
a tour. I would never drink their spirit voodoo juice.
No, me neither. I mean, I'd probably go to the Amazon, but not let's do drugs in the Amazon. That sounds the worst idea. I saw this show once where someone was, trying to, do all the drugs in the world or something. The, you know... Like the
Like the Native American
stuff. The Native American stuff, the, yeah, like exactly. The, or the, like, the, Amazon stuff, or, like, the ones they do in, like, Nepal, like, the, you know, the, yeah, the monks and all that shit. So, like, they went to somewhere in, like, the Amazon, or it was either the Amazon or it was, like, in India, I don't remember which. I know that's bad, but, like, it was a jungle somewhere, right? And so they, yeah, like, went to the spirit healer or something there, and they, like, walked into the jungle, and then there was, like, this big, like, pavilion that they found in the middle of the jungle, like the spirit healer guided them, and then he like gave him some like terrible like drug drink thing, and then like three people, and they all like tripped just out of their mind, and like I was sitting there watching it like, why would anyone do this? Because not only did they trip out of their mind, they also felt like really ill afterwards. Like, it wasn't a good experience. It was like they were vomiting everywhere, and they were like, why did I do this? This is awful, because it's like really, really powerful, you know. And they did this in the middle of the jungle, where there's no way you can get any medical help, even if you wanted to.
And it's not like a comfortable.
No, they're like laying on like a log or something. Like, it's not good. You know, like, I just don't understand.
If you want to like do drugs or whatever, I don't really care. But why are you going in the middle of the jungle and doing that?
Like, be safe about it. What I would do if I really want to try those drugs, I'd like go to the spirit healer guy in the Amazon and be like, "Hey, give me some of this to go. Let me take it to like my hotel, you know, and then I'll just like trip in the hotel room, and then we'll, you know, get it out of my system, you know. And if I have a really bad experience, I can just put on, you know, Demolition Man on cable or whatever, you know, and, and ride it out, you know. But like, I don't want to ride it out in the middle of the jungle with some like spirit healer man
around people that don't speak my language,
right, and like, who can't call for help even if they wanted to. It just seems like a bad idea. Anyway, so I don't know. I don't know if I'd ever do that. I don't know if I'd ever be in a situation that would lend me to getting lost in the jungle and having to rely on monkeys to help me.
Yeah, same.
Just me, though. All right. Are we ready to get into some questions here?
We have a listener question this week.
Do we?
Yes, we do.
Who is it from?
All right.
I mean, if you don't want to say, you don't have to.
Should I say who it's from?
You don't have to. Just say anonymous if you want.
Okay. There's an anonymous listener question this week, and I thought it was a really good question. All right. Because it's something that we used to do a lot when we were younger.
Okay. Let's do it. Let's hear it.
So, do you ever make up song lyrics because you don't know what the song actually says?
Yes, I do that. Is that the question?
That's the question.
Okay, I do that all the time, actually, without even knowing it.
Yeah.
Do you do that, too?
It would be so easy to just look up the lyrics, but I usually just sing whatever I think it says.
I do it sometimes with songs that don't have lyrics, just to like be like, oh, this song should have lyrics. And I'll like sing it, and it'll just be like, there will be lyrics there. Other times I'll hear a song and I'll mishear the lyrics in a way that I think is the right lyric, and then only later I'll realize it's wrong. But 9 times out of 10, my lyrics are way better than the real song, you know.
And a really fun thing to do is to make up funny lyrics to songs that you already know the lyrics to. You just sing the wrong ones on purpose.
I did that in college. Do you know Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi?
Of course, yeah.
So I wrote parody lyrics for that.
Yeah.
And the song is titled Living on a Chair. That's the song. It's called Living on a Chair. It's about a hobo that lives on a chair in the middle of downtown.
Yeah, there's one in particular that I remember from when we were younger. There was a song that played on the radio like all the time. It was kind of annoying, so we would just sing over it.
Do you remember what song it was?
It was, you know that song, like, it's not easy to be me.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And our lyrics were, song? It's not easy to be Lee.
Yes, I remember that. Isn't it the Superman song?
Yes,
it's a Superman song. And he has all these really weird lyrics that are bad, and we made up I completely forgot about that.
It's not easy to be Lee.
Isn't one of them... It was just a guy, Lee.
And the other one was, it's like I'm only a man in a folding red shirt or something.
Phony
and
red says, sheet like, or something like that.
Yeah, our lyrics were, I think, like a...
Something about a sheep, I remember that.
Yeah, in a flogy red sheep.
That's right. Yeah, that's what it was. But his phony red sheet, because it was a Superman song.
Yeah.
Song about Superman.
Phony red sheet was the cape, but those, our lyrics were way better.
Those, yeah, I mean, that song was really bad.
Yes.
But it was enjoyable because of the lyrics that were better. And, I mean, you gotta imagine that Lee was just some, like, amazing...
he's not someone you want to be.
No.
It's not easy to be Lee.
But, like, I would want to know about his life, you know?
Same.
He has flogy sheeps, whatever that means.
Yeah.
You know, and he has a terrible, depressing life, you know, because he's Lee. Lee is, like, the best name for, like,
the best person. Name for this person.
Lee. Poor Lee. What is he gonna do? I don't...
Yeah, anyway, that's a fun thing to do with your friends. So.
Yes. So if you've invented some good song lyrics, let us know. I'll try to dig up my Living on a Chair lyrics, because I wrote, like, an entire... Like, I wrote the whole thing. You know what I mean?
We should do a cover of it.
I'll see if I can find it. It's somewhere around. I don't know.
We can do a cover of the Superman song, too.
Yeah, we'll do both. We'll do both. Yeah, we'll do both. Because I would really like to do both of those. Because one of the things this podcast is lacking, and I think all our listeners agree, is us doing really bad music.
That's definitely the missing element.
I think so.
Like, us singing. That's exactly what this podcast
I mean, we
means.
Did it once before with Beauty and the Beast episode, remember that?
We put it, like, at the very end, though, because we didn't want anyone to actually
It's an Easter egg that only our most astute listeners will find.
Yeah.
But yeah, we should do more musical numbers. I'm not a good musician, and I don't think you are either.
I'm not a good singer.
But I think that makes it even better. Okay, so are you ready to get into some Reddit stuff now?
I'm ready.
All right, would you like to do the honors of the first, or should I?
You can go ahead.
All right, I'll start with a easy one. Well, this one isn't really easy, but here you go. All companies must now have honest slogans. What company has the best slogan, and what company has the worst slogan? Here, to be honest, I'm going to go with, like, I'm going to limit it to, like, fast food.
Okay.
Because they have, all of them have slogans, and all of them are dishonest.
Total.
Basically.
Fabrication.
Totally fabricated. So, like, McDonald's is, like, I'm loving it, right? Or I don't know if that's it anymore.
Does anyone really
love McDonald's? Like, I feel McDonald's real slogan would be, like, I'm hating life.
Like, I'm really sad.
Like, yeah, I'm in a bad way.
I'm in a bad place.
Financially and socially.
It's not even cheap
philosophically.
Anymore. $10 to eat it.
It is weird. Can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah.
It is weird. Like, McDonald's is really expensive now. I mean, not really, but, like, weirdly expensive. Like, it used to be, like, you can get, like, a full meal for, like, $2. And now it's, like, that'll be $10. And I was like, why did I just spend $10 at McDonald's?
On this. Like,
it's not even good. You know? I think they're trying to compete with, like, Chipotle. You know? Like, because you got the...
kind of eat at Chipotle for the same amount of money.
I'm aware of that. But, like, you know, like, Chipotle's doing the fast casual stuff, right?
Yeah, but...
So it's, like, a little more expensive than fast food, but it's, like, the quality is a lot higher, so people eat there, and they're willing to spend a little more money because it's better quality. So I feel like McDonald's is like, we need to have us some of that. So, like, let's make chicken selects and let's make, like, these fancy sandwiches that are very bad. But, like, they're preparing them in a fast food way still. So it just doesn't work.
Yeah, that concept just, that'll never work. It
doesn't work out for them.
I mean, Chipotle, you can make a really cheap burrito.
Yeah,
and
at
it
home.
Still tastes kind of good.
Yeah.
And you won't die if you eat it for
no.
a month straight.
No. But, like, McDonald's is like, oh, we got, like, super awesome salads now. Like, why would you eat a salad? Like, it's still being prepared by people who work at McDonald's. Like, that's not a good idea. You know what I mean? Like, it's a bad call. I don't go to McDonald's anymore because I got sick one time. I don't know if you were there.
I'll go to McDonald's if it's, like, I'm at the airport and it's just, like...
It's the only thing they have.
You know what? I'm just going to eat at McDonald's.
So, Wendy's is my, like, it's I'm at the airport meal. You know what I mean?
McDonald's would be if they didn't have a Wendy's.
Oh, okay. Like, everyone has their, like, what's my last resort?
Yeah.
Like, airport, I need to catch my flight in 10 minutes meal. Like, McDonald's I'm not even there with McDonald's.
Like, I'm not gonna like this, but I'm just gonna...
Wendy's is my, like, last resort. Like, that's, like, if I have no other options and there's a Wendy's, I'll eat there. If I have no other options and there's a McDonald's, I would probably just be like, I'm good. I'll just not eat. Because I had, like, a McFlurry. Do they still have those at McDonald's?
The shake.
They're not shakes. They're like, you know, they have the shakes, and then they have like the blizzard like things.
Yeah, the McFlurry is like the ice cream in a cup thing.
Yeah, it's like the blizzard from Dairy Queen. Yeah, and I had one of those at like 11 o'clock once because I wanted ice cream, and I got like violently ill. Like I got really sick, and I'm convinced they just did not ever clean the machine that made.
Yeah, that'll do it. You just leave dairy in the machine.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, let's just let it have bugs and stuff in it or whatever, you know? Oh, God. So, did we go over on the show already that McDonald's milkshakes are made with cow mucus? Or was that a previous episode?
They're not, but that's a very widespread rumor.
I feel like we've already had an episode about this before.
I think we've talked about this before. Like, this isn't something I've heard in years, but
no, I haven't either.
Back in, like...
When I
was in third grade, everybody knew this as a fact.
You accepted that. It was just, that's what it is.
I mean, you still ate them.
Oh, yeah. And you could kind of taste the mucus.
And you'd be like, yep, that.
There it is.
That there, right.
That weird, counts. Like, weirdly, like, sour, sweet, like, gelatin-y flavor. That's the cow mucus. There it is.
Yeah.
There it is. I can taste it.
Not bad, but...
It's just there. You just got to accept that you're eating cow meat. I don't do McDonald's anymore because I got sick. But, yeah, Wendy's is, like, my last resort airport restaurant. You know what I mean? Like, all right, I guess I'm eating at Wendy's. But, anyway, McDonald's' slogan is just completely a lie. Because no one is loving themselves or what they're eating when they're eating at McDonald's. Ever. You know what I mean? That just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Just not exist. So, like, I'm hating it, or I'm in a bad place with my life right now, or you know, something like that would be more accurate.
It'd be like, I guess.
I guess? That's their new slogan. I guess. Like, with a question mark in the head. And then, like, they're like, you know how they have, like, the happy face kind of thing going on? He's like shrugging. Like, what else are you going to do? Like, you're in the airport, and you got 10 minutes. You might as well eat at McDonald's. I guess. I'm trying to think of what other... Wendy's is like... I don't even remember what Wendy's is. Wendy's has gone through so many changes.
I don't know what Wendy's is.
They change their... Have we ever talked... We've never talked about Wendy's on the show.
No, we've talked about a lot of fast food places.
I have a theory on Wendy's.
What's your theory?
My theory is they're like a year behind every other food thing on the planet. Because, so you know how like foods go through trends, like what's trendy or whatever in the food world? Like a couple years back, sriracha was very big. You remember that, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
it was like ranch.
It's still big, but you know what I mean. Like that was really big. Like it got really popular like 2 or 3 years ago, and everyone's like, "Oh, I'm eating this all." But then, like a year or two after it had kind of gone through its phase, Wendy's started introducing all these sriracha things, like sriracha burger and sriracha fries and sriracha whatever. And I'm watching the commercial. I'm like, Wendy's, like this is like 2012 stuff here. Like, what are you doing with, you know, with your meals, you know? And it's the same way with like the other stuff. Like they had like there was a phase where like aioli was really famous or really big.
Yeah.
You know, aioli, which for our listeners at home, aioli is just mayonnaise with garlic in it. That's all aioli is. So when you read aioli on a menu, just know it's just mayonnaise. Like, they're just calling it aioli because they want to sound fancy. But anyway, so that was, like, really popular, like, 2 years ago or something like that. It still is. But then, like, I swear, like, a year later, Wendy's is all like, oh, we got an aioli burger, and we have fries with aioli on them, and aioli, 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 aioli. And you're like, wow, Wendy's, like, you're really behind. And... Yeah, I just
now don't they just pretty much have Baconator? Like that's their.
I mean, they still have the bacon. They've had the Baconator for 10 years.
Yeah, that's like their special thing.
Baconator is. I used to have that a lot when I was when I was in college and I was like working like part time, like for a summer job.
It's like, I'm already at Wendy's. I might as well.
I wasn't working at Wendy's. I was working at Blockbuster, but there's a Wendy's like right next to it.
Yeah.
And so like after dinner, I would get off at like 9 or 10 or whatever. And the only place that was open was Wendy's because this is in North Florida. And it's right there. So I just have like a Baconator like every day.
Like, that's awesome.
It was awful. No, it wasn't awesome at all. It was bad. And I don't think I can ever eat one of those again. Like, I'll go to Wendy's and I'll be like, I'll just have the regular. Because I can't do... It's too much bacon. It's too much things. It's not good. If I ordered a Baconator now, I feel like people would, like, look at me like, what are you doing with that Baconator? Like, are you sure? Like, you're over... You know, you're almost 30 now. You're not allowed to eat Baconators anymore. And I'd be like, you're right. I'm probably not. Anyway, all right. Let's see. All right, here's a weird question. This might be a quick one. What's something the weird kid did back in school that you will never forget? Did you have a weird kid in your school?
There's always a weird kid.
I have one particular.
Yeah, let's hear yours.
So one of my friends that was also the weird kid would sneak up behind me sometimes, like, as if he was in, like, the Secret Service or something, and then, like, try to, like, pretend snap my neck. And he'd do that, like, a whole time. Like, every time he would, like, come up to me, it was never, like, hey, how's it going? He'd, like, sneak up and, like, pretend murder me, like, as if he was, like, a SWAT team member or, like, a Navy SEAL or something. And it always stuck out. I was like, that's a really weird thing to do. It was weird at the time, but looking back, it's a lot weirder. You know, it's like, why? Okay, sure, that's fine. You know, but I don't know. It's just something I've noticed.
When I was in middle school, I was also friends with all the weird kids. Mm-hmm. We all did this thing where we would, like, you know how you can walk with your fingers across a table? Like, it looks like a person if you use your index and your middle finger? Yeah, we used to do that across surfaces a lot for some reason. Like, we just thought it was the funniest thing in the world.
Just I don't remember. Fun.
One of us did that one day, and it was super hilarious for some reason. And
I'm doing it right now. I'm not really laughing, but
yeah, it's not funny at all.
Maybe you had to be there. Maybe it was like one of those group mind things.
I think we were just dumb.
Well, it might have been one of those group mind things.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of laughs that, you know, it doesn't make sense looking back, like, why it was so funny, but it was.
Yeah.
All right, you got one for me?
Sure. Okay. Every movie and TV show title is now literal. Which ones get weird and how? It's kind of similar to our fast
every food. Movie and TV show title is now literal.
Yes.
I think you're going to go the exact same way I'm going to go. Because
Gone in 60 Seconds?
Oh, I was thinking of a different Nicolas Cage movie, but that's perfect.
Yeah. Gone Which one were you thinking of?
Face Off.
Oh, that's bad. I wouldn't watch that movie.
You wouldn't watch Face Off where they just rip the face off of Nicolas Cage? He doesn't have a face anymore.
Right. On the topic of Nicolas Cage, The Wicker Man.
Oh, nice. He's like made out of wicker.
Nick Cage is made out of wicker.
He's the Wicker Man. These are like, oh man, Nicolas Cage movies work perfectly for this.
Yeah. Oh.
Doesn't he have another one called Knowing? Yeah, he does.
Is that the one about the rapture?
No, that's like The Rapture or something. It's like called The Rapture. Knowing is like him like seeing the future. But knowing in this sense would be Nicolas Cage like not having any brain activity and then like figuring out how to use his brain over the course of the movie.
What about Lord of War?
Lord of War. He would be the god of like warfare, like Hades or
He's not. He's Ares, yeah.
Ares, yeah. Exactly. I like the Wicker Man because he's like made out of wicker. He's like
that would be fun.
He's like the straw man in or the scarecrow in
You could do Leaving Las Vegas instead of going to Las Vegas. He's actually leaving.
So he's like the movie is like he's in Las Vegas and yeah, like he commutes out of Las Vegas.
Yeah, he starts like as a super alcoholic in Las Vegas and then leaves and gets sober as opposed to the other way around.
Oh, nice. I like it.
Yeah.
Or it could just be about his like drive out of Las Vegas. Like it's real time in the car with Nicolas Cage and he's like has to go through traffic like outside of Las
and
Vegas.
And he's just like, ugh.
And he's like, this is the worst, isn't it? And he's just, there's no one in the car. He's just talking to the camera.
You know. He turns on the radio and there's nothing good on.
Yeah, he listens to Rush Limbaugh or something like that.
Yeah.
And he just, like, talks to himself. It's very avant-garde.
It sounds like a good movie.
That I would watch it. I'd watch it. It would have to be, like, short. It would have to be, like, an hour and, like, 10. I don't think I could go for, like, 2 hours of Nicolas Cage talking to himself, though. Face Off would be great, though. Because it would just be...
That's the whole movie.
It would be him. He's still, like, a cop or whatever, but, like, the bad guy, like, gets him, and then he, like, rips his face off.
Maybe he survives, and the rest of the movie, he just looks really bad.
And he just has to live with it. He has to live with no face, you know?
Yeah.
Do you think you could... Could you see if you had your face off?
I mean, your eyes would still be there. I don't know if they would fall out, though.
I feel like they would fall out.
Oh, that's... Well,
do you not enjoy this conversation? What constitutes your face being off? You know? Like, just the skin? Like, that's gone? Or, you know?
It'd just maybe be like, he's, like, working in a factory and his face gets degloved.
Oh, God, that's the worst.
He's, like, working on a lathe or something.
Oh, God. What is a lathe? Is that one of those spinny things?
That's the thing that degloves your face.
Yes! He's like, he's making some metal or something, right?
Yeah.
And then he like gets his face too close to it, and it's like, it just like sucks his face off.
No, it's like slow, because the lathe, it like slowly chips away metal,
no,
but
that's
you can't escape once you're in it.
Yes!
And it's just like,
maybe, no, hold on, maybe that's the whole movie.
Oh, no. Okay, so like he's coming in at night for a yeah. late shift. And there's no one in the factory but him.
And he's like, I need to work on this metal. Oh, God.
The whole movie is just...
Oh, no.
It's just Nick Cage screaming, getting his face torn off.
Because it takes, like, 2 hours for it to, like, yeah. complete the face off. Oh, my God. It's like that 128 hours or whatever that movie's called. You know, where he's, like, in, like, the rock climber guy is, like, stuck in a boulder
oh,
and he has
yeah,
to cut
and
his...
he has to slowly
yeah.
cut his arm off.
But
yeah.
it's, like, a real time... Well, it's not real time, but it's, like, you know, it's just him, like, facing... Like, this movie's just Nick Cage, and his, like, face is slowly getting torn off, and he's, like, screaming for help, and he's, like, help me, my face is getting torn off.
Oh, that's
and then
so morbid.
As he's doing it, he's, like, thinking about life. And, like, maybe there's, like, some flashback sequences. Yeah. Like, how did I get here? How did I get to this point where my face is getting removed? Oh, my God.
Oh, that's terrible.
That would... If that movie came out, it would be, like, my favorite movie of the year. I'd be like, this is something special.
You know, I'd go see it.
I would see it.
I don't think I'd see it alone.
I couldn't see it alone.
You don't want to watch that by yourself.
That's one of those movies that, like, I would see... And when I say see, like, I would watch it out of the corner of my eye because
yeah,
I don't
I
think
would
I could.
Have my knees up to my
yeah,
chest.
Yeah, I don't,
hands,
or like,
like
yeah, like,
you're,
yeah,
fingers,
look
like,
through, like,
oh.
the keyhole of your hand or whatever, you know, kind of deal.
Yeah.
But that would be an event movie right there. Like, did you see that movie where Nick Cage gets his face slowly ripped off? Like, in real time? You have to. It's called Face Off.
That would be so controversial. Like, that's so much worse than any Hostel or Saw movie. Or
but all the people that saw, like, Hostel, Saw, and, like, what's that one with the caterpillar or whatever, the centipede, human centipede?
Oh, the human centipede.
Those
yeah.
people would all go to this movie just
you know,
for that, you know?
I think this movie would be a lot more disturbing than any of those, because in those, at least, you have some action to, like,
you're right,
kinda,
this would just
this
be
is
all
just
gore.
Sad horror.
This would be all gore. And not only would it be, like, all gore, it would be sad, too. Because yeah. Nick Cage, while he isn't, like... I mean, he's a good actor, but he hasn't, like... His bad acting is because he's in, like, dumb roles. When he needs to act, he's actually surprisingly good. So I
he's
feel
an
like,
amazing actor, yeah.
I feel like he would do, like, the sad face rip-off emotions, like, really well.
You know the scene in Kick-Ass where he's, like, burning alive in
yeah.
the chair?
Yeah, like, he did
that
really well.
Such a good scene.
And I was like, oh, my God, he's dying. This is terrible.
Yeah,
like
I
that,
cried during that scene.
That just was... the entire movie, he's getting yeah. his face ripped off. And, like, you know the face he makes when he's, like, in pain? He has, like, those big eyes, and he's, like, yeah. He looks crazy? Like, he's like that the entire movie, too. Because he's, like, getting his face ripped off. This is deep. I think a lot of, like, people that are into, like, the art of movies would go to it, too. Because it's a different movie.
It would be super controversial.
Like, it's in real time. There are very few camera angles.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's a very...
Maybe a lot of it is from the perspective of like, a security camera in the factory.
Oh, that's really good. Yeah. Or there's a couple security cameras, and we got, like, the perspective from a couple of them, you know?
Yeah.
It, like, switches over.
Oh, maybe... Okay, so... The security camera's recording, uh-huh. And then, like, at the end of the movie, the person for the next shift goes in and, like, finds them.
No.
And they have to show everyone the security footage, and and we get, like, everyone's reaction to what the audience just watched.
Yes, do you know what I mean? Then it ends, like...
So it's, like, at the end, you get some empathy, like, you get to identify with these actors that are seeing this horrible thing that you saw.
Yeah, for the first time. Yeah, like, it's played or whatever.
Yeah.
Or maybe... The end of the movie is just, like, okay, it's so, like, you see him or whatever in the different camera angles, and then, like, as his face gets completely ripped off, that's obviously when we're going to go to the people reacting to it. The camera zooms out, right, and it keeps zooming past the frame, and you see it, it's like on a TV monitor, and all these people are watching it for the first time and, like, gasping.
Yeah.
And then, like, the tape ejects, and then, like...
And that's the end.
Credits, yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
Face off. But it would be like, it wouldn't be face slash off. It would be face dash off in, like, capital letters, right? Face off. Literally. Nick Cage.
No other actor could pull off
face off. No, none. None on the planet could pull off face off. Nick Cage would be the only one that could do that.
We just wrote a movie for Nicolas Cage.
This could be his big break back into, like, serious movies, too. Like, he could win an Academy Award for this movie.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Like, you know the range of emotions that go through your head when your face is getting ripped off? Probably a lot. Well, you discover them in Face Off.
Yes.
The movie coming to theaters this September. Oh, God. All right. Let's do, like, a more happy question now.
Yeah, that was hilarious, though.
Do you have one, or do I? I don't remember. Did you do one last?
I can do another one.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. I'm not going to do another movie one right away. I'll save it. All right, here's a short one. Do you or anyone you know use a waterbed?
No.
Can we talk about waterbeds?
Yeah, we can. So my parents used to have a waterbed a long time ago. But that's when it was, like, the thing. Like, in, like, the... I don't know what decade it was, 70s or 80s. Like, waterbeds were, like, the thing. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people had waterbeds.
If you had a waterbed, you were, like, the cool guy.
You were like, oh, you have a waterbed, that's cool. But, like, I don't know anyone today that has a waterbed. Because if you think about it, waterbeds are pretty dumb.
It's the worst idea ever.
Like, whoever marketed the waterbed, genius.
Yes.
I don't know how they did a great job, because I don't get why anyone...
I've got this idea, okay? Hear me out. It's a bed, but it's filled with water.
Yeah! And then you're like, wait, why? And you're like, because water is...
Bed.
You don't even explain. You're just like, water, bed. Or you, like, do something where it's like... Don't you, whenever you're floating in water, don't you feel weightless? Well, you'll feel that way in the water bed.
Oh.
And then people are like, oh.
And it's seriously accident prone.
Have you ever laid on a waterbed?
Yeah.
It is incredibly uncomfortable.
I would never want to sleep on one, because I would have such a sore back from the waterbedness of the bed.
The other thing I can't imagine with a waterbed is, like, how are two people supposed to sleep on a waterbed?
One person would be heavier than the other person.
Well, not only that, but, like, if I, like, moved my finger, like, an inch... The other person would get, like, this giant ripple, you know? And there'd be, like, a wave. They're like, whoa, what's happening? Like, the only way that would work is if, like, the two people are completely still at all times. Because, like, I have a Tempur-Pedic right now. Like, it's a nice bed, and it's one of those, you know, like, it's, like, not... It's not immune to movement, but it's like really good. It's better than most beds, but I can still feel it. You know what I mean? When someone's moving, life is moving around. When I'm moving, you know, you can still feel it. But like on a water bed, it's like magnified. You know?
Yeah.
I don't get it. It's like imagine like someone jumping on a waterbed and the other person like laying on it or something, right? It's just like, whoa.
You could stir just a little bit and the other person would fall off and then you'd fall off.
Right. And then you'd both loss could be you'd have a both wave and it would like magnify itself. It's basically like sleeping in like a wave pool, basically, is what a waterbed would be like. Yes. The water has nowhere to go. The only place it can go is like up into you. Like you just knock you off more. But no,
If there's a leak, your house is just ruined.
Yes, and your bed is gone too. Also, your bedroom is wet; is now flooded.
Like, it's not like you can drag the waterbed outside once it starts leaking. Like no. That's way too heavy.
You can't plug it up either. Like, what are you gonna do? Tape it or something? Just
wait till it finishes.
Like, you get a bucket and you put it under it, and then you can just change it out a lot.
Sit there for like 3 hours.
Yeah. You know who I bet liked it when they had water beds? Like those companies that would like dry stuff, you know, like the people that did like the water damage services or whatever.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
They're like, yeah, I'm so glad America loves the water bed. You know? Such a weird idea. I don't get it.
Yeah, it's a terrible idea.
I'm waiting for the next like water, like the next bed.
The weird I know, bed. Let's idea. Make an oil bed.
Well, that would the be marketing very
pitch is like the viscosity is slightly different.
It's like water, but better, or something, right? Yeah, the viscosity is better. Like it's the feel of water without all the hassle of it being water.
Yeah.
And if that leaks, it'll just make your house oily and slippery.
There's no way you can deal with an oil leak in your bedroom.
That would be so much worse than water, actually, now that I think about it. Because the problem with water, you can, like, dry. Oil does not want to get cleaned up. It is, like, inverse, you know what I mean? Like, it rejects you trying to, like, clean it. And it seeps into everything. Oh, man, that would be awful. Oil bed? Oh, you could, like, warm it, like, the middle of it?
So yeah,
like,
hot oil bed. That's a great idea.
Hot oil bed? That's part of Gene's boiled beds. Like, he has the hot oil beds, too. He boils those in the back room. He's like, here's some hot oil beds. These are great. But, yeah, what other...
waiver. It's like, if you get serious burns all over your body...
It's not my fault. You gotta check the temperature of your oil bed before you go to bed. You know?
Yeah.
You can have like a dial, you can change the temperature
under it.
Change the temperature of the oil. Like you know, like the beds are like you have like the sleep number or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like that, but with like how hot do you want your oil? So it's like, do you want 1 or do you want 10 for really hot oil?
It's
experience?
Basically a fry daddy that you sleep on.
And then they can have like a thing underneath that like moves, it rattles or shakes, so it like massages you.
Yeah, it's like one of those scientific machines that keep solutions in
out of equilibrium. Exactly. Yeah, so it like moves it around so the oil doesn't settle, you know? But it gives you like a massage while you're sleeping or whatever. Mm-hmm. This sounds just, I think everyone would buy this thing. This just sounds fantastic.
We got a hit.
Oh, we do have a hit. The hot oil bed. I don't know what's up with water beds, but that's what it is. What is the most dangerous animal, the largest animal you could take in a 1v1 fight? What could you do? I don't think I could do anything over like a dog or something.
I don't think I could do anything even like half my size.
Yeah.
That was a wild animal.
You know what's dangerous? Kangaroos.
I would never fight a kangaroo.
They like kill people sometimes because they're really strong.
Don't they have like sharp feet and they can just like rip your stomach out with them?
Yeah, I think they do. But also they have like really powerful arms.
Yeah, they can just like knock you out like a boxer.
No, they like maybe I'm just making this up because Tekken had a kangaroo. But I think in Australia they did have kangaroo like boxing as a thing. you know. But I mean,
I feel like I've seen pictures Tekken. Of that.
I'm getting that from Tekken because they have a kangaroo.
Yeah.
So I might be just completely off base there. Okay. Are you ready for another question? This one's weird. Without looking anything up, what do you know about Latvia?
Latvia?
Latvia. Do you know what Latvia is?
It's a country.
Yes.
Near Russia. It's south of Russia.
Oh, really? You know more about Latvia than I do.
Yeah, it's like... I have a relative from Latvia.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you're the person to ask then. All I know about Latvia is there's something to do with Lithuania. Like, they go hand in hand, almost. Like, they're near each other.
Yeah.
That's all I know about it.
I know that they have this really strong black liquor that they only make there.
Like, licorice?
She, like, when this relative goes to visit her, you know, parents and stuff, she always brings it back.
Uh-huh. But, oh, yeah, yeah.
And it tastes really bitter and awful, and it's something you would never want to drink.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds good. The old Latvia liquor.
I know that they like marshmallow cookies.
Oh, I like marshmallow cookies.
Yeah, same.
Maybe I'm secretly Latvian. No, not really. Okay, I have another really good one. If you have a good one, you should do it first, though.
We can just do yours.
Okay. This is the one we've been waiting for. Because after this, we'll get into trivia. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. In 90 seconds, your city will be destroyed by a nuclear bomb. However, everything that you touch between now and then is saved in the blast. What do you touch and why? And you only have 90 seconds, so you can't, like...
You know. Yeah, you can't really save anyone.
No. Can I get the first one out of the way?
Myself.
I'm touching my... Well, that sounds really bad. I'm going to touch.
You get it? You get what I did there?
Oh, well, you do only have 90 seconds to live. You might as well. See what I did there?
Yeah.
You're saving yourself, obviously. That's number one. I don't know. If you were in the room you're in right now, like you have 90 seconds. You're in the room right now. What are you going to touch?
I'm trying to think, like, do I really want to just try to touch all my stuff?
If you touched your apartment, would the whole apartment stay? Or would it just be the wall that you touched?
I don't think it's fair to be like, you touch the ground and everything the ground touches is saved.
Okay. So, like, if you touched a wall of your apartment, that means that wall's staying up, everything else is going away.
Yeah, it's only that section of the wall.
Okay, so I would touch... Ooh, that'd be bad for me, though, because I'm upstairs.
Oh, yeah. You'd want to get downstairs real quick.
Because, yeah,
But I mean, all your cool stuff is upstairs.
So how'd that work? Like, I touch everything upstairs, and then I run downstairs, and then it blows up, and then my upstairs explodes, but just everything
falls down into your
into my downstairs, and then it's broken because it just fell down. But yeah,
you could touch your floor, but I mean, then the walls would still. Yeah. There's no way you could touch every wall in your house before 90 seconds.
No
were
way.
Up.
No way. No, not a way. Yeah, I don't know the rules of this. This is hard. I guess I would touch my computer. I would touch my bass and my amp, my TV, my game consoles. And then I have a lot of, like, figures and stuff. I don't know if I could touch every single one of those.
Just, like, dive onto them.
Just, like, slap them all really quick, right? Yeah. Dive, jump onto them. Just, oh, dive onto my bed, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
I would...
I don't know.
So I have renter's insurance, so it would take care of.
Well, you need to touch the renter's insurance, so it's
no,
that's not saved. I'm just kidding. Oh, I need to touch my car.
Oh right, I don't think I could make it to my car in time. I kind of have to park a little bit away.
That would be tough. You'd be like running to your. So you'd really have to make the decision like right out of the gate, like, because you know either you. Touch things in your general vicinity, or you take the chance and bolt to your car and hope you can make
Actually,
it in time. And
you know what?
It.
I think I'm running to my car because that way I could drive around afterwards.
Yeah, that's a good call. You could actually leave the city. Like, if you don't do that, you're trapped, you know, because everything's blown up.
I'd have to wait for, like, rescue or something.
You could touch. So, like, you know, in the sports movies, they're, like, running down the thing and they're hitting everyone's hand or whatever on the way.
Yeah.
So you're basically do that on the way to your car. So you run through your apartment. you know, breeze by the stuff you need.
Slap just real at quick. Everything I can.
Slap at everything. Like, if you knock it over or whatever, it was going to get blown up anyway, you know?
Yeah.
And then you sprint to your car, and then you, you know, obviously touch yourself first, and then touch the car, and there you go. That's the solution.
And that would suck.
And then time. Yeah, and then everything blows up. Then you have your car. And that's like the end of I Am Legend, you know? You're alone in the city, and some of your apartment stuff is still there for some reason, and your car's there, and that's it.
And everybody I know is dead.
Except me, because I touched myself.
Yeah. Sounds so bad. Not me, because I touched myself.
Because I touched myself, it's wink, fine. Wink. Well, I only had 90 seconds. Oh, that was a bad joke. Okay, are you ready to get into some trivia?
On that note,
are you ready to get into some trivia?
I'm ready.
I have some good trivia for you today. Are you excited?
Yes.
All right, your trivia categories. I'm going to tell you your categories before I give you your lifeline options.
Okay.
Your categories today are Australia, video games, and bird.
Nice.
All right, kind of... categories we always have, but you know, they're good, they're classic. So your options for lifelines this week are 5 second Google, 10 second Bing, 30 second Yahoo, 50/50 Monty Hall, Phone a Friend, Askarando, and Rhyme Time.
Okay, so I'm gonna choose 10 second Bing, Rhyme Time, and Monty Hall.
10 second Bing, Rhyme Time, and Monty Hall. All right.
Yes.
Going for the Rhyme Time, huh? Going for the cheap win.
Yeah.
I should also mention that you are currently in the lead somehow.
I don't think I think we've just started saying I'm in the lead because we don't know.
It's 4-5 according to my thing here.
Okay.
You know what we should do? We should have a listener that is like really on top of our trivia. That's what we need. We need like an intern that is their trivia master, right?
We'll do it for free.
It's free. Yeah, we're not going to pay you, but you'll get a lot of good exposure in the radio and podcasting biz.
Yeah, so if you're interested, contact us at timebatshow.com.
We should also put that out there before we forget. If you have a question you want us to answer on next week's show, please contact us at contact@timebatshow.com or through Twitter @timebatshow.
Yeah.
So, thank you. Also, if you want to be our intern, please let us know through there as well. All right, so you got your lifelines. You got everything ready. Is your soul prepared for this trivia?
I'm ready.
Okay. First question is Australia. What animal is featured on the Australian 2-cent coin? Is it A, the frilled neck lizard? B, the kookaburra? C, the wombat? Or D, the wallaroo?
I only know what one of these animals looks like.
And what's that?
The frilled lizard.
Frilled neck lizard?
I don't even know if he lives in Australia, though. Like, you could have just...
I could have just put him in there.
I don't know if frilled neck lizard is actually a real thing. I'm just picturing that thing in Jurassic Park.
It sounds real. Oh, yeah, yeah, the guy from Jurassic Park, yeah. Yeah, those are all over Australia, you know? They're killing like Newman all over the place.
Can I just say that it's really fantastic the creative liberties they took with that creature.
I love that creature.
I don't think there's any evidence
that it spits things out of its
that thing. It makes a weird noise
or it hisses and, like that and spits goo at people. I love that dinosaur.
That was a cool monster.
That was awesome. Yeah, that's the frilled neck lizard. That's what's on the Australian 2-cent coin.
2-cent.
That would be an awesome 2-cent coin, wouldn't it? Yeah. Like that animal's head.
He's in position.
He's doing his thing. Like the his neck thing is like shaking. He's like about to spit. He's like,
yeah.
Oh, that would be awesome. Australia, whatever's on Australia's 2-cent coin, they need to change it to that.
Okay, so what were the choices?
Frilled neck lizard, kookaburra, wombat, or wallaroo?
All right, I'm going to Monty Hall it and lock in wallaroo.
Do you even know what a wallaroo is?
No.
Would you like to know? I can break it down really quick.
Yes, what is a wallaroo?
So, a wallaroo, I read this right before I wrote the question. A wallaroo is in between a wallaby and a kangaroo.
Okay.
So a kangaroo is a kangaroo, and a wallaby is apparently a little kangaroo, and then a wallaroo is like a middle kangaroo.
So it there's three different kangaroos.
Yes, there are three different kangaroos. Well, they're not actually. They're all kangaroo-like. They're all in the kangaroo family. They all look what?
They all kind of look like that, though.
They all look like kangaroos, yes. Like, if you saw one and you didn't know what a wallaroo was, you'd be like, that's a kangaroo. And some Australian would be like, technically, that's a wallaroo, mate. You know, or whatever.
So it goes wallaroo?
No, wallaby.
Wallaby.
Wallaroo. Kangaroo.
Kanga.
You see, so it kind of sounds like a Pokemon evolution, doesn't it?
Yeah, is that... Are those, like, aboriginal prefixes? Like, wall, kang, and...
I don't know. Now that I think about it, it really does sound like a Pokemon, though.
Yeah,
know?
It sounds like evolution.
Because it's like wallaby, and then they take the wall part of the wallaby, and then they add a roo at the end. And then with the next evolution, they chop off the wall, but they keep the roo, and they're like, kangaroo. Wallaby. Wallaroo. Kangaroo.
I'm locking in the wallaroo.
All right, so you're using Monty Hall, right?
Yes.
Okay. So it's either... I'm eliminating kookaburra and wombat, so it's either the frilled neck lizard or the wallaroo.
Okay. I'm going to go... Oh, man, I didn't think it was the lizard.
Well, maybe it is.
I feel like a wallaroo is more Australian.
Just imagine the Jurassic Park creature on the consent coin. If you can imagine that, then I would go with that one. But if you can't, then it's fine. Actually, I don't really know what frilled neck... I don't know what any of these animals really are, so don't take my advice.
Okay. So I'm basing this off of, like, stereotype Australia, but I feel like a wallaroo is more of a...
Australian
icon.
Yeah. I mean, and maybe since not it's that only you've 2 cents,
you know, since wallaroo is, like, small...
Maybe they have, like, a kangaroo on, like, the dollar bill or something.
Different stages of the kangaroo evolution.
All their money has, like, different sizes of kangaroo. Like, the $100 bill is, like, a really big, like, alpha male kangaroo or something.
He's got, like, big muscles. Have you seen Idiocracy?
Yes.
It's basically that with a kangaroo.
That guy.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah. I know. I would love it if that was Australia's money. Okay. So, wait, wallaroo, final answer?
Locking in wallaroo.
Wallaroo is incorrect. It was actually frilled neck.
It actually is the Jurassic Park creature.
Yep, it's the Jurassic Park creature. I like how both our Australian answers are both equally ridiculous. One is the Jurassic Park creature, and the other is an evolution of the kangaroo, different sizes on their currency. Neither are actually right, but, you know, it is the frilled neck lizard, but I don't think that's quite the Jurassic Park creature. Although maybe it is, I don't know. All right, are you ready for your second cut?
Yes, I'm ready.
In Sonic Adventure 2 Battle,
ooh,
what brand of shoes did Sonic wear? Was it A, Adidas, B, Nike, C, soap, or D, his regular shoes?
That's definitely soaps.
How do you know?
I'm locking it in. That was totally like a 90s or like early 2000s phenomenon. Everybody had soaps except for me because they were too expensive.
Soaps is a real shoe?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Were they Skechers or whatever?
No, they're the ones with the grind plate in between the heel and the toe.
Oh, so yeah.
You can stand on the rails and the one like, hurt where, yourself like, really badly.
They were released right at the height of the rollerblade craze, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and people like, oh, I don't have my rollerblades on, but I'm going to grind with my soaps or whatever.
Yeah.
I remember those. I never had those. I wanted those, though.
I wanted them. I'm not going to lie.
So there were soaps so Sonic could grind.
Right, because he rails. Does that in that game. Anyway, that's my logic. That's the logic I'm using.
Okay, so soap, final answer?
Yes.
Soaps? That's correct.
Nice.
Good job. I didn't know you'd get that because I read it and I was like, soap? What the hell is that? That's not even real. He would never pick that one. Obviously, that's not how it worked, but whatever. Good work for you knowing that. I guess you didn't know it. You just, you used logic and reason.
I remember those shoes.
I remember them. I didn't know they were called soaps, but that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. You ready for your final question?
I'm ready.
You're doing decent. You're one out of two. Bird is your final category. Which one of these is not a grouping of birds? These are types, or sorry, not a grouping of ducks. These are all going to be types of ducks, a grouping of ducks. One of them is not actually a grouping of ducks, and I need you to tell me which one is not.
Okay.
A, surface feeding ducks. B, diving ducks. C, fish eating ducks. Or D, flocking ducks.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's all of them.
Oh, man.
They're all correct, aren't they?
I don't know,
ducks
maybe.
Ducks do all of those things.
But these are like name groupings of ducks, so like classifications of ducks.
So what were they again?
Surface feeding ducks, diving ducks, fish eating ducks, and flocking ducks.
You know, this is hard because if I bing this, I can't search all four at the same time.
True, you can't. And I bet if you get grouping of ducks, you're just going to get, like, what's a name for a group of ducks?
Yeah. Flocking, surface eating, diving, fishing.
Flocking, surface eating, diving, fishing, yeah. That's right.
I'm going to go for rhyme time.
All right. Good call.
Good luck with this.
This duck... hold on. I need a rhyme. This duck... will not be mocking when it goes and does its
flocking.
Nice. Is that your final answer?
Yeah, that's my final answer.
Flocking is correct. That does not exist. The other three are actual ducks. So good job. You got 2 out of 3. You're now really far ahead of me.
Until next week.
Until next week, where we'll completely change the score again. That was good. Very good trivia. Okay, so let's wrap up with the final question. Do you have a final question prepared? If you don't, that's okay. I can probably find a different one.
I mean, I have one. Do you have a good one?
Yeah, I have a good one.
Okay.
You're about to get punched in the face. You have 5 seconds to say something to stop the punch. What do you say? Go, really quick.
Everything I'm thinking of is really dirty.
That's fine. Whatever.
No, I can't say it.
What do you say? I'm about to punch you, specifically me. I don't know why I would be punching you, but let's just say it's coming. Slow motion. Blurt it out. What are you saying?
I think that's what I would say, what you just said.
What? What
I'm expletive.
I'm what?
I am about to do something.
You're about to do what?
I'm confused. Never mind.
I don't understand.
Good.
If I go back and listen to this episode, will I get this joke or something?
Probably, maybe. It could be a lot of things.
Well, what would you do? What would you say? You already said it, I guess. And I just didn't get it.
Maybe look over there.
Look over there? Like, what's that?
And then I don't think that would work.
And then you run away?
Kevin Spacey is Kaiser Soze.
Oh, that wouldn't really work.
And you would be so shocked that...
Or I'd be, like, so mad that you spoiled The Usual Suspects that I'd extra hard punch you in the face.
Yeah.
What if you were like, I have skin cancer or something like that? I don't know. It's not really allergic. It's not really transmittive, though. I have skin parasites. I have...
Wait, don't.
I have pink eye. Would that work? Yeah, right? Maybe? No?
I mean, I wouldn't want to punch someone with pink eye.
Maybe you would just, like... What if you stuck your tongue out?
Like, I think, like, that would just make you want to do it more.
Maybe. But, like, you're gonna, like... I don't know. I got nothing. I don't think there's anything you could say that would stop someone from...
Yeah, I mean, if you're already at the point where you're only 5 seconds to the act, it's gonna be hard to dissuade them.
What if you just screamed really loudly?
That might work.
You know, like, really yell. Like Goku charging up, like, spirit bomb.
Ah!
Yeah. Yeah, and you take, like, a stance, too. You're like, ah! And you, like, spit everywhere, too, you know? And your eyes, like, bulge. Maybe that would, like, throw them off enough.
Yeah, yeah, no, you have to, like, spit a lot.
Yeah, you're like, blah!
Like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you're, like, spitting all over the place. You're spinning on them a little bit, you know? Yeah. maybe that would take them aback enough to be like, what's going on? Did I trigger their Saiyan form or something here?
It's like, oh no, he's going Super Saiyan. I need to get out of here.
Yeah, I need to run for cover. Okay, any final thoughts before we wrap up the show?
No. Like, I was trying to think of one, but I couldn't think of
like,
one.
No. With that, this has been episode, 28 of the Time Bat Show?
28 of the Time
Bat Show. 28 of the Time Bat Show. Remember, folks, you're going to have to make up our line tonight.
Let's...
This is a great outro we have going on here.
I was trying to think of a new one. All right.
On the spot?
Yeah, on the spot, but it didn't work.
When you're thinking of an outro, you better not be... Boutro.
You better not. You picked a bad word for rhyming. When you're thinking of an outro, you don't want to be...
Castro. I don't know.
And that's been episode 20.
Good night, everyone. I'll talk to you later.